Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is in the midst of a foreign corporate takeover. The federal government's been almost completely captured. Our military, trained to recognize things like that, is waking up because they see it. They're being forced to train to take on gun owners, libertarians, turning veterans. So that's the good news. The bad news is that the globalists are just moving forward. They're now destroying the already damaged healthcare system, as we predicted, as was planned. They've done this other places. And just preparing everyone to learn that they don't get free health care because the computer didn't work. I mean, it's just all about a giant scam. And we predicted this would happen. I mean, it's not like we're rocket scientists. We know the enemy we fight. And as soon as the public realizes they've been conned and just how much trouble we're in, we can begin to dig ourselves out of this. The problem is the average Homeland Security personnel have been handpicked, psychologically tested, to be imperious. In fact, in the Homeland Security ads that we've covered, they say, are you imperious? Meaning domineering, hateful towards the public. Well, then we want you. And they tell them that's how you project confidence, is swagger around in Judge Dredd outfits, bugging your eyes out at people. So Obozo Care is falling apart. Right now, let's just go back to your calls. Chris in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Hey, I'm the one that you told me that the military soft killed me. I was the fellow that told you that the military moved a lot of my bowel, like 15 feet, and you told me they soft killed me. Now I have 6 months of Tangy Tangerine that I use to keep myself going. But the reason for my call was, is I read an article a couple weeks back, and it was an op-ed where a fella had reported that all these people with these computer glitches thinking that they're getting into the Obamacare, well, one of the things they give you, or you give, is your Social Security number. And lo and behold, all these people who think they got their Obamacare with the glitch are going to get the penalty slapped on them immediately.
Oh, no. And that's why it's there. No. That's what Mike Adams said 2.5 weeks ago, and it's now confirmed. And that's why Consumer Reports has come out and said don't be part of it. Exactly. They get a list of people that aren't compliant to fine. No, I mean, that's it. So that's what you get. The free health care you get is a fine and then no health care because it won't even work, even if you want to pay for it. I shouldn't laugh. It's so sick. But, I mean, think of the genius of that. It's like in Goodfellas where he's like to the lady, go in there. Yeah, go in that garage. That's where the free furs are. And then she starts looking in there and sees the guy's ready to kill her. And she goes, no, I'm not going in there. And he gets mad at her. By the way, that's a true story. That movie's based on a true story. One of the only real Italian mafia defectors to ever blow the whistle on what was happening deep inside the East Coast mob. But the average Obama person, they could see a child being sawed in half with a hacksaw. And if they told them there was something free in there, they'd say, come on in now, strip your clothes off, we're going to chain you down. You're going to get something free. And then now that you're chained down, they go, yeah, I'm going to take a blowtorch to you and pull your teeth out with pliers. That's the free thing you're going to get. And even as they're having their teeth ripped out, if they tell them, I'm a Nigerian prince, you're now winning the $5 million in the Nigerian email, they will actually thank them for it. I'm telling you, these people would thank Obama if he was slitting their throat. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I got a question for you real quick, and I'll let you get back to the other callers. Why is it that Obama, being a Marxist slash socialist or communist, thinks that he can implement socialism or communism better than any of the other countries in the past, when all we've seen is utter and complete collapse of those systems in the past?
Well, because the collapse is the authoritarian takeover by criminals that call slavery communism. And it's always the same. So the low-level minions are just being conned because they want a free ride. But the folks running the communist system, they know what it is. But it's communism for the political system with mega-rich people offshore exempt from it. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Frank Pallas, the fraud investigator, former top federal fraud investigator, best-selling author, investigative journalist for ABC Nightly News, BBC. Well, he still works for them sometimes, but he brings the stuff that's too hot for them to handle because of the control J.P. Morgan Chase and others have to this show. He's going to talk about the $13 billion debt that Chase has now, a record settlement, which is even a big deal for Lloyd Blankfein. So this is a huge, huge issue. Now, we're going to be going over all of that with him. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. And then we've got Mr. McAfee. John McAfee is here. He's here now. Really interesting meeting him in person. He's got some bombshell inside info on Obamacare with us. He was just interviewed by NBC right before he came here. That'll be on tonight. We've got breaking news with John McAfee, legendary computer programmer, coming up. We'll get his take on that and so much more here today. But again, we're also going to be breaking down Obamacare and so much more in the latest on the NSA. Before I go any further, because my offices are getting flooded with phone calls, XM Channel 244 took us off reportedly last Friday. I had been told earlier in the year that XM Sirius was basically having a lot of problems, internal shakeups, and more, and that it was not personal, but that most of their libertarian conservative talk shows would be taken off. It's not just us. It's other networks, other affiliates, other groups, and there's internal battles going on politically within SiriusXM to have no conservative or libertarian shows on the air other than Fox News and Fox channels. And we were replaced with Fox sub-channels, even though XM executives that contacted us said that they get a lot of subscriptions, were extremely popular. Obviously, it was not just us. It was hundreds of other libertarian and conservative shows were taken off of SiriusXM. So if you are a subscriber like I am, and you want to hear these type of shows, you need to contact them, not us. We are being inundated with hundreds of calls an hour to our few customer service people. We can do nothing. I told you about this a long time ago. They were going to take us off 6 months ago, but because there was an executive discussion and thing that went on, they made the decision to put off those corporate board decisions because of fear of backlash. And so we were kept on. We're gone now. And it, I've been on there about 3 years. I was surprised we were ever on there that long. We're on over 160 AM and FM stations. That's a lot for a show that's this hardcore. But we're dominating on all the different internet audio feed platforms. We're dominating. From Stitcher to all the other major systems, Boxy, Roku, the old systems like Shoutcast. I mean, we're just in the top 20 to the top 5 on most systems, so number 1 on many. So we're dominating in the free market of ideas. The problem is they're coming out with systems where they can censor libertarian or patriotic talk system-wide across platforms, and that's the real thing that we're facing in the future. So it is important that people record and save on their own hard drives this show, this broadcast, this information, because we could wake up with a big false flag one morning and we're blocked on the satellites, the AM, the FM, even the shortwave. You won't be hearing the show anymore under continuity of government COG. So you don't know what you've got until it's gone, and we are off XM channel 244. First, they moved us from one channel to a higher channel. They said to try to kill backlash, they moved all their hot talk channels to higher channels to kind of kill the audience and confuse people, and now they've just killed it entirely. So call XM, call Sirius yourself, please, and send them emails or call their corporate offices if you want to hear us back on. In fact, maybe we should dig up their corporate numbers, not our internal corporate numbers, because those are friends inside SiriusXM, you know, vice presidents and people. We need to just give the general main corporate number out, probably, for folks to direct their calls there instead of here. So again, please, I understand you're upset. Please stop calling us here. We can't do anything about it, okay? We are not the ones that did it, okay? I didn't flip a switch and take us off there. I thought it was coming 6 months ago. In fact, we broke that they were going to take almost all conservative libertarian programming off SiriusXM. So that's been done. Let's go to Jeffrey in Alabama. Your take on Obamacare, now that premiums on average have doubled and we've seen on average a tripling of deductibles. Isn't that what Affordable Care Act means? When I hear Affordable Care Act, I think tripling deductibles, doubling premiums, don't you?
Yes, it's the offshore mafia takeover of the Zionist Rothschild Nazis, as you have told us. I don't want to wind up like Captain Sarkadon or Ventress and be a victim of the Savage Marketians of Bardef and Warhammer. How are you doing, Super Five?
I am doing good. I'm trying to follow what you said there, but it sounded interesting. Go ahead, sir.
I just said Savage Morticians. It's a Warhammer sci-fi quote. Sarpedon had it bad. He came back, but he was tapping on the table when he talked to his boss. Simple Free, I love you and the show. I've learned so many things from watching you. And I'm not a racist. I'm an Alabama, but I'm not a racist. I'm a human racist over aliens.
I hear you, and that's racist as well. I believe if aliens arrived in their starships and said, give us your children, we're going to suck their brains out through huge straws. As long as the straws were pink, and as long as the aliens said, let us eat your children's brains, or you're racist, the average trendy would present their child to the alien 14-foot insect creatures to suck their brains out. I appreciate your call. And I think we should give our children's brains to the aliens to prove we're not racist. All right, let's go ahead now. take another call. George in New Zealand. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. I had wanted to mention one other halogen that you hadn't covered between fluorine and bromine in the periodic table is chlorine. I'm a physician and went to school in San Antonio, and flipping through, looking for an article, there was an article in like 1950 that showed a study done on rabbits and chickens that typical city fluoridation or city chlorination of water causes hardening of the arteries and had them all dissected. So just last year, the government increased the amount of chlorine that the cities are required to put into the system. So just you need to filter your water.
That's right. We should filter our water. And I'm going to give you Richard's email in a minute. Richard is kind of handling some of the iodine stuff for me. If you could send all those studies you find, because there are thousands of them, on what this does. And for those that don't know, it's on record that chlorine gives you kidney cancer, liver cancer, and a bunch of other stuff. And I understand the cost-benefit analysis of put it in the water so that you can purify it so that you don't die of dysentery. But the answer is we need to have the lowest levels of chlorine possible in other systems or mass filtration instead of upping the level of the chlorine as they've done under international standards. Go ahead.
Number two, you can get out of Obamacare if you join one of the Christian healthcare systems. There's a number of them, and they're exempt from Obamacare, and they're very affordable. Number three, I went to school in Columbus to Ohio State, and they had a lot of test marketing there. Most big companies, before they really put something out in the market, will test market it. I think they should have test marketed Obamacare in some place that wants it, like Hawaii or Massachusetts or something, before they started it. Living here in New Zealand, we had to buy insurance. It cost us, we had to make sure we had our own insurance provided for me and my wife. It cost $1,400 a year for their insurance here. So there are ways to get around this. The reason we're in New Zealand is because, yeah, there is socialized health care here, but there aren't enough doctors because they don't pay enough. They go to other countries, and so they import United States doctors.
You know, I hear New Zealand is incredibly beautiful. Maybe I should come join you.
You're welcome to come to visit.
No, I hear you. I tell you, man, America is so poisoned and dumbed down that it's scary to be here, but I think I need to stay here and try to save the republic with the help of our great listeners, but it is really scary. I went to Walmart yesterday just to check it out and see what it was like, and it was like a third world nightmare with just people scabbering around looking like they had their souls sucked out of them. Very frightening. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, Alex. You know, I guess I'm not going to spell it. I don't know if you can do this, but Obamacare is 1-800-FU.
No. They did actually make that the number on purpose. See, the fun for them, I've studied the criminology of this type of criminal group, is to do that publicly. Exactly, yes.
And, you know, and you're right. They do want it. They want to know your income so they can put you into what they want you to pay.
Well, sir, for those that don't know, Consumer Reports has said today what we said 2.5 weeks ago with Mike Adams, the top programmer, breaking it down here. It is an NSA front to get your Social Security, your income, your info, to then put you in a database for the IRS to garnish your wages or take your refund or grab your bank account for $5,000 fine a year.
And, you know, yes, and they've duped all of us UAW people also. You wouldn't believe the other, most of them are Democrats, in my opinion. I used to be. I was raised Democrat until I began to listen to you and Ron Paul and now Rand Paul. And it's just amazing how people are zombified when it comes to mentioning anything about Obama that's negative.
That's why I keep making the joke that you do whatever they say or you're racist. I mean, you could come up to a trendy and say, strangle your child or you're racist, they would begin strangling them with a tourniquet. I mean, I'm not kidding. If you say we're going to set up Nazi Germany for Obama, they sign it.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
John McAfee, the one, the only, is actually walking around in my office right now. He's a really interesting guy. He's even more interesting in person. And he's coming up for the whole next hour. He told us this morning, he said, yeah, I just finished being interviewed by CNBC. The government came to me and asked me to fix Obamacare. I'm not kidding. And he said, well, I'll tell you what he said, but there it is. There is CNBC, just as he said. It just came out minutes ago. GOP asked tech founder, ex-fugitive McAfee, to diagnose Obamacare. And so he's going to be in studio with us. And I'll tell you who's joining us via video Skype right now is top investigative journalist, former top federal fraud investigator, works with BBC News tonight, ABC News. But he brings us the stories that are too hot for them to publish or to broadcast. He, of course, is best-selling author Greg Palast, gregpalast.com, journalism and film. And he is giving us the inside scoop on what has happened now with Chase and their $13 billion fine and what's really behind that. And what's really behind our story that went viral last week on what looks like capital controls. Financial experts we've talked to agree. Their response saying it's no big deal that we let you wire money in but not out. And that most accounts can't have more than $50,000 of activity a month if it's cash, like your restaurant. What's really going on at J.P. Morgan Chase, the top of the globalist pyramid, among other venture capitalists who are anti-free market monopoly men? And so Greg Palast joins us via video Skype. Couldn't think of a better time for him to come on and give us the inside scoop. And I mean the inside scoop. I'm not bragging about our guests like Mike Adams 2.5 weeks ago saying healthcare.gov is an NSA front. None of it works. It's all fake. The only part that works is getting your Social Security number and info to create a database on you to then send you the fine for not getting healthcare. It's impossible to buy on the system. And now it's in Consumer Reports. Don't go there. That's what it is. 2.5 weeks later. Well, I'm telling you, just like Mike Adams was right about that, by the way, McAfee's saying the same thing. We have the top expert on the scams going on to tell you what's really happening. So we're not just hyping that our guests are the best out there. Mainstream media could have guests like this. They don't want you to really know what's going on. They want you in the dark so they can slit your political throat. Greg Palast, I've built you up, but it's people need to listen to what you have to say. Give us the inside, sir.
Well, here's the story, Alex. I mean, it might sound like the government has really whacked J.P. Morgan Chase for a lot of money. They've agreed to settle charges of fraud, and they've pled guilty to fraud under California state charges, and they're paying $13 billion. Now, that might sound like a lot of money. To Chase, they had to it's headed by Jamie Dimon, the man that is known as Obama's favorite banker. Well, Obama's favorite banker has now pled guilty to fraud, is paying $13 billion, and so he's now got to hunt up all that cash between his sofa cushions. J.P. Morgan Chase is now the biggest bank in the United States, and it is handling over $1 trillion. Some of that's real money, and some of that is stuff they kind of made up. $13 billion may sound like a big fine that the Justice Department has levied on this company to avoid a trial. It's not. Not when considering the crime that they've actually now pled guilty to. What is the crime? It's fraud upon the international mortgage market. It brought down, this is what brought down the system in 2008, beginning in 2007 to 2008. What J.P. Morgan did was it lent out, and with their co-conspirators, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America's Countrywide Unit, they lent out tens of billions of dollars in subprime mortgages, where people were hooked in at 3 and 4% and then found that their mortgage payments were tripling at 11%. Now, you know, one of their claims, people ran out of money, they couldn't afford these mortgages. No, most people can't afford a tripling of their mortgage. But what they said was they gave out mortgages that they knew would go kablooey. They deliberately sold these mortgages. They packaged them up. J.P. Morgan lent out the money, or Bank of America Countrywide Unit lent out the money. But rather than take the risk on the mortgages, they packaged them up into what they call into securities. They securitized them, as they called it. And they sold these securities to pension funds in America, the Florida.
And then they and others like Timberwolf made jokes about how they were selling their customers, quote, SH, you know what.
Yeah, I mean, they were bags of feces, and they sold them to the Swiss Railway pension fund. I know that because my partner's dad was once had a pension from the Swiss Railway. Towns in Finland melted, that bought this stuff. And, of course, the California State Pension Fund, teachers' pension and government pensions.
So they're getting a slap on the wrist for stealing trillions.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears.
Do whatever we say or you're racist.
Your digits, your plans, your
we're the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home.
This sounds like MSNBC broadcast. Your kids belong to us. Your data belongs to us. Your guns belong to us. Your property belongs to us. We're buying armored vehicles, militarizing police, surveilling you. We're liberals. No, you're not liberals. You're authoritarians. You can go to you know where. Joining us is investigative journalist Greg Palast. So, Greg, from my research, and I know you've done more than I have, J.P. Morgan Chase is at the very top of the pyramid, but there are these big hedge funds that actual power level are just as powerful, and it's all interlocking, and people like John Corzine can make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money and no criminal charges, stealing people's money. I mean, is there anything to hold them back? What is the general climate right now with the Chinese government lecturing us about our debt, with the hedge fund hyenas manipulating things, with the new head of the Federal Reserve saying she's going to accelerate the money printing. What's the inside word on what the next big shoe is to drop?
Well, the big problem is that with the $13 billion settlement, and remember, the damages are about $1 trillion. $1 trillion, okay? And they're settling for $13 billion. The big problem for me is not that they're getting away with murder on the cheap. It's that the game will continue. In other words, there is no move. J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, I mean, Obama, here's a guy who's signing off that pleading guilty to criminal fraud, paying $13 billion in fines, and Obama recently said that he wished that every bank had a Jamie Dimon running it. Can you imagine?
Wow.
What I would like is a guy who's now pled guilty to major one of the biggest financial crimes in history, according to his own Justice Department.
That'd be like having a pyromaniac in charge of the fireworks factory.
Yeah, exactly. So So what you got is you got the arsonist in charge of the fire department, and Obama thinks it's just we just need more guys like that. Now, the biggest problem besides the bad joke of it, the sick joke of that, is that they are not doing anything to implement. Like you said, there are these hedge funds in the shadows, but not only in the shadows, but under the aegis of J.P. Morgan Chase. And in other words, the deregulation, the decriminalizing of mixing your bank account with casino operations of investment banks is not being changed. It was the destruction of the Glass-Steagall Act back in the Clinton administration under the guidance of Larry Summers and, of course, Citibank chieftain Robert Rubin, who went from the Treasury, went from Goldman Sachs to the Treasury to back to Citibank. J.P. Morgan did not commit this crime alone, and I'm saying crime because now it's official. They pled guilty to criminal charges. They did not commit this crime alone. Like you say, they're big hedge funds, and they are not saying, okay, the hedge fund gamblers have to stay away from the public's money, that your savings account, which is guaranteed by public funds. They're still letting these guys gamble with that money.
So basically it's like they just had the public for dinner, and now the concierge or the maitre d' is just tagging on a small 2 or 3% tip on the bill as they pick their teeth leaving.
Right. They're saying, listen, if you pay, if you give the waiter a tip, we'll kind of like waive the bill. We'll give it to those guys at the other table, the working guys over there at the lunch counter. They'll pick up your tab.
Well, the analogy is the guys at the other lunch counter, you just ate their children in front of them, and now they get to pick up the bill.
We're laughing, but the truth is that we did have a financial collapse because this crime was not minor. When those securities turned out, were opened up, and they turned out to be bags of, as you say, bags of feces, the entire market for housing collapsed in the United States. People lost trillions of dollars in value in their homes. They couldn't buy new homes. They couldn't sell their homes. We had 2 million foreclosures. This is not just a financial scam that, that's a lot of money, those big guys, and they still got bonuses, and let's complain about it. I'm talking about something more serious. We had 2 million people who lost their homes to this scam.
And countless infected pension funds, public and private, cities going under.
We're talking, when we talk about Detroit going under, look, don't forget, this is a big, big part of it. You had like a fourth of the homes in Detroit were worthless. So the city had no, tax base to pay anything. So they went bankrupt. You have the knock-on effects of the J.P. Morgan crime, in combination with their hedge funds. And for example, I brought up one case where Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan was in part of this game, where Goldman Sachs was actually betting against the mortgage market while they're selling this junk. On one hand, secretly they know that the market's going to collapse. They made $4 billion for themselves and their clients betting on the collapse of the market that they crushed.
And then we're arrogant enough. I mean, we're not just saying bags of feces here for fun. This is not an Howard Stern show, folks. We don't do that. Not knocking Howard for it. But the point is, this is not a joke show.
No.
That's what they called it, making fun of their clients, saying we sold them packages of bleep. I mean, it'd be one thing if they robbed their clients. That's bad enough. But the celebrating of it, what do you call that? It's unbelievable.
Well, it's crime. It's called fraud. And see, that's the thing, is that the excuse before is, oh, my God, we didn't know that the housing market would collapse. It's not our fault. Oh, my God, we're victims, too. Come on. Now we know, not only from the internal tapes and the memos, that, that they knew that they were selling bags of crap, that on the other hand, that they actually made money on this because they were betting on the collapse or at least selling the suckers these mortgages. And by the way, some of these mortgages, which they conned the rating agencies into giving them, well, not only conned them, but they paid them off. It was simple. They paid these rating agencies like Standard & Poor's to rate these things AA and AAA, and they literally were worth 1 cent on the dollar. They lost 99% of their value. They were complete junk, and they had AA ratings because they paid these investment rating agencies a fortune to put the, you know, the good housekeeping seal.
So we know about a lot of this. The big question is, and the reason I wanted to get you on is back in 2002, you released the leaked documents. Right around the time that Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank as chief economist, he says he didn't do it. You say he didn't do it. The point is, they got released around that time. There was, I guess, a D notice. The BBC couldn't release them all, but you still released quite
That's
a
right.
few of them. You came on my show. It became a big worldwide story.
That's right.
Remind people about that.
Well, what happened is that we know from internal documents of the World Bank, WTO, and now the Treasury Department, a few weeks ago I released something called the Endgame Memo by Lawrence Summer, or received by Lawrence Summer, Larry Summers from Tim Geithner. Both have been secretaries of the Treasury working under Robert Rubin and Clinton and Obama. And this crowd basically said, look, we're going to rip apart. We're having secret meetings with J.P. Morgan Chase. We're having secret meetings with Goldman. We're having secret meetings with Citibank. And by the way, such secret meetings are completely illegal. In fact, what I think, the reason why I think Obama decided to let J.P. Morgan off the hook with a $13 billion slap on the wrist. Again, $13 billion is a slap on the wrist when the damage is a trillion, by the government's own calculation. So why they let them go? Because can you imagine J.P. Morgan say, well, you know, we had secret approval from your own Secretary of the Treasury. We'd like to call Lawrence Summers to our defense. We'd like to call Secretary of the, Obama's Secretary of the Treasury, Larry Timmy Geithner. And since they approved it all, how could you say we can?
Of course, the White House, the last White House, and especially the Clinton White House, as you exposed, are co-conspirators in it. So here's why I brought up the stuff from 2002.
Yeah.
Because those documents broke down. They were now going to take over the West, just mm-hmm. as they had done third world countries. And now they hold Greece, the U.S., you name it, hostage with these debt limits.
Yeah.
When months ago they just froze the debt limit, even though the debt was going up. But when they wanted to, they then threatened our credit and everything, holding us hostage. Well, that's in the documents you released, their plan to do that. So I'm asking you, what's the current climate? What are these criminals up to now?
Well, I think the thing is now they're celebrating because, that Jamie Dimon has basically gotten off the hook. It's not, despite the fraud charges, he's not going to be, he's not going to be read his rights and shipped off to Leavenworth. It's a joke. And he already had a little gathering of his people at the top of a museum. He had a big champagne luncheon, you know, basically proclaiming victory. So they literally are breaking out the champagne bottles. And like you say, the big problem is that the game continues. It's not even what they did and that they got away with it, though that's serious business. As a fraud investigator, I used to do racketeering cases for the government. You know, we used to think that, well, gee, you do a racketeering case, they plead guilty, they should go to the can. That ain't happening. They might take a few small fry and throw them into the volcano, but that's about it, you know. As we saw with Goldman Sachs when they ripped off on the same scam. It was the same scam, by the way. And they made $4 billion, and then they threw some assistant vice president. They didn't even know what the hell was going on. They threw him. They removed his ability, his license to sell stock. That was the biggest criminal punishment of these companies, which made billions and took us down for trillions. So I'm just concerned that the same game is going on. There is no attempt. There is no attempt to say, look, we have to go back to the rule of law here. You cannot take money, which is guaranteed, savings money, which is guaranteed by the people of America through the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. You cannot take our money and go to Vegas with us, fix the tables. So you win, we lose. I'm stunned that there's been absolutely no real change in the long
term. Sure. I mean, it's like high frequency trading. I've seen the actuaries, the numbers, the graphs where they've increased derivatives investments since 2008. They kind of slowed down for 2 years. Now yeah. they've ramped it back up. There's another huge bubble with QE Unlimited. What's the word with QE Unlimited? What's the inside scoop on the real state of the economy?
Well, they have to keep pumping in money. I mean, understand, when you talk about derivatives, and we just had, again, today we're talking about the fine, the deal cut between the Justice Department and J.P. Morgan Chase, that they only pay $13 billion on a $1 trillion crime. They've admitted to criminal fraud. J.P. Morgan Chase, just so you know, I was stunned myself. You go to my website, you'll find a page of their old SEC filings. They had $88 trillion of derivatives on their books as assets. $88 trillion in derivatives as assets. Now, I'm sorry. There isn't $88 trillion of anything on this planet. I guess, what do they do? Have a bank account on another planet? We don't have? I mean, where's the 88? It's literally on their records. I had to count the zeros so many times. I kept looking at my assistant, Ms. Badpen. I kept saying, "You got." I said, "Now you understand. I have an MBA from the University of Chicago, and I'm looking at these numbers and say, it can't be, it can't be.' But it is $88 trillion in basically baloney securities.
And it gets better. They expect us to back them up and pay for them.
And when they go, and when they turn out to be, of course, what they are, which is, you know, crap,
bags of poop."
We pay for it, and that's why you have to keep pumping money into the system, because if not, the game, the musical chairs.
But all the economists I talk to tell me, if you concur, because you're a smart financial guy out there, they say that mathematically down the road, it may be 6 months, maybe 2 years, that the chairs will stop. And sure, if they would have slowed down QE3, the whole economy would have imploded in one swoop. But instead, as Ron Paul wrote a paper a few days ago, it's going to go more long term, but be worse in the end. What do you say about that?
Well, I you know, look, it's so scary now that, they're just throwing money out the window and keeping the banks pumped up. And they almost, like you say, we'd have a collapse if they didn't. We can't. We've created a spinning merry-go-round of a financial system, and we can't just, like, hit the brakes because everyone falls off the horses, right? And so I don't know. I actually don't know where it will end up. I would hope that it depends what we do. If we start beginning to police these operations, beginning to wind down this massive amount of basically baloney air-filled securities that are flying around the planet, on which we have pensions based all over the world, and, you know, in which economies and banks are have this stuff.
And, of course, as you pointed out in one of your books a few years ago, I forget which one, but I read it, they corrupted pension funds and stuff on purpose so they could hold everyone hostage.
Yeah, I mean, what they did was, and that was in Vulture's Picnic, and I also had the one in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and, you know, one of the problems is that if you suddenly say, hey, all Greek debt is now baloney, you have every bank in the planet now can't use that as reserve currency, and technically you can have every major bank on the planet outside of Brazil and China, which wouldn't join in. Outside of Brazil and China, you'd have every bank in the planet technically bankrupt. So they can't just say, okay, game's over, the carousel stops. We have to wind down because we've gotten ourselves into this business. But the problem is with the J.P. Morgan settlement today, I'm just worried that that's simply you pay a few, bucks into the tin cup and the game continues. There is absolutely no indication that J.P. Morgan is going to stop selling securitized mortgages and take responsibility for the mortgages that they issue. It's real simple. You can't allow this stuff. How about we say they commit? It's been nothing but fraudulent and damaging and almost blew up the planet. Why don't we say it's illegal? We used to. We went several, generations, several millennia without securitized mortgage derivatives. Why don't we say that was a real bad idea, guys? Let's cut it out. It was criminal before. Let's say it's criminal again. And then we don't have to, but to say, okay, you pay $13 billion, you can pick up where you go back to Vegas. No, I don't think so.
Sure, but to put it in layman's terms, we're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars, conservatively, of counterfeit garbage that they've now bought stuff with. And then we're saying, hey, stop that. And they go, we've infected everything. So instead of them getting in trouble, it's worse. They get bailed out and get more power because, well, they're the guys that did it, so let them manage it. And then they're using it to take advantage of us while J.P. Morgan and all these groups finance the police state. They're the ones, every time I turn around, that are lobbying to get rid of our freedoms. Well, of course, because if we have our system where we run the government, they could end up at Nuremberg. So they also have an appetite to set up an authoritarian endgame so they feel safe. I mean, they've got to be dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't ignore the idea of the NSA spying with the need to maintain, to make sure that no one is protesting against the J.P. Morgan's takedown of our treasury. Don't forget, we came very close to having Larry Summers, the guy that basically body blocked any regulation of J.P. Morgan's derivatives activity. And by the way, he was on their payroll. Obama wanted to make him head of the Federal Reserve.
And again, that shows the arrogance of these people. That was like trying to have Kissinger as the head whitewasher on the 9/11 Commission.
Well, you know, one thing I should say that's positive. You know, I issued these memos that the Summers had been having secret meetings illegally with the banks. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio had that in his hand. He was loading up for any confirmation hearing if Obama went ahead with Summers. We beat the Summers nomination for head of the Federal Reserve.
Hey, well, stay there. Come back and do 5 more minutes, 6 minute segment, and then John McAfee's coming in. I want to hear your good news. RedPalace.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. But yeah, I mean, at least they're not getting everything they want. And the issue here is, folks, sometimes just slowing them down is winning. Because if they have their way, these people are not even in control of themselves. I mean, they are a bunch of really arrogant, out-of-control people.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kind of nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Shutting up.
He came from New Orleans.
Stuff we're going to do this afternoon. This should be fun for the TV viewers. I'll leave it at that.
Crash and blow from a huge right hand.
Send a Louisiana man to the promised land, Big John. All right, folks, we are back live. A final segment with Greg Palast, and then drum roll, John McAfee. What an amazing individual. All the stuff he's done and the wild stories he told from down in the Caribbean, it all turned out to come out to be true. Just amazing. He's going to be in here with us talking about some big breaking news. Guys, I showed you that earlier. Will you print me that CNBC article about the government trying to hire him to try to fix healthcare, healthcare.gov? I want to show that when he comes in. He's got some amazing points he wants to go over about other agencies spying on people, you name it, in the next hour. Greg Palast, the good news, sir, recapping, you got cut off by the break. What is the good news? Because we love to hear good news.
Well, the good news is that, you know, they can't steal all the money all the time. And they can't ignore the public all the time because it threatens the system. Now, Larry Summers, who was the guy who was U.S. Secretary of Treasury, under Clinton, and then became the economic czar, which, you know, as long as it, I like the name economic czar, it proves that we're, you know, we're officially an autocracy, right? The economic czar, he worked for the big banks, and he was the guy in government and then out who body blocked every attempt to regulate, control, or even eliminate this new derivatives market junk. He was paid. He was on the payroll of Citibank and J.P. Morgan Chase. And Obama was really insisting on appointing him to head the Federal Reserve Board, which would basically be, you know, it's putting the mob in charge of the banks. You know, I mean, it's that simple, except that the mob would never dream of stealing this much money at once. And so Summers was going to be head of the Federal Reserve Board. I released documents. A lot of other journalists, I released documents that he was having secret meetings, which were illegal, with the banks while he was Secretary of the Treasury. And we had a lot of senators, like Senator Sherrod Brown, who used that information, told Obama that if this guy goes to the confirmation hearing, they're going to use my material and others' material to expose this guy. And so we ended up with Janet Yellen instead. Now, you may think that Yellen is just another one of them, but believe me, Summers, even the signal given to the banks that their boy would be in charge is by itself terrible. When you tell the mob that you're going to pick their consigliere as police chief, that's a serious bad signal that says there's no regulation, no one has control. So public pressure, you know, got Summers junked as head of the Federal Reserve Board. And you do have people, whether you like Elizabeth Warren's politics or not, a lot of the reaction, one of the reasons she was elected, because she said, you know, the banks are getting away with murder. And, you know, so there has been a reaction. There was, you know, the activity of Occupy Wall Street panicked them into, and the Patriot Movement panicked them into the NSA spying scam. So in other words, when you see, you might complain about the NSA, but just think about this. You got them. You're driving them crazy, Alex. So they have to do this type of spying because they're worried that there's movements that are challenging this banking regime.
So the good news is you're seeing folks wake up, not just here, but around the world.
Yeah, and of course, needless to say, you got in Brazil they said the hell with this business, and they threw out they said we're not, you can't sell derivatives to Brazil.
So there's definite sanity starting to creep back in. Greg Palast, GregPalast.com. Thank you so much for the time.
You got it, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you, John McAfee. Coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My
friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.